Hello, hello, hello. It's Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Yes, I've been on a long vacation to, sunny Scunthorpe, let's say there. Anyhow, I'm back. It's the end of the season. You'd think there's not much to say about football. You're wrong. It's the review of the season, of course. Kicking off with Man United winning the league. Well, they've won it now 19 times, Premier League that is, and surpassed Liverpool, who had won it 18 times. Are they the best team ever? Who knows? Arguably, who knows? Who knows, to be honest? But anyway, many people have said that this Man United team isn't one of their best ones, but somehow they won the league and got to the European Cup final. Ah, the Champions League final. That's where they kind of got taught a passing game by Barcelona, who I would say are one of the best teams around at the moment. I mean, Lionel Messi, Iniesta, oh, I forgot about Xavi, Villa, that's crazy, you know. Three quarters of the Barcelona team also feature in the old Spanish team as well, who are World Cup and European champions, mental. Hey, West Brom managed to stay up, which is very impressive indeed, considering I thought they were going to go down. The FA Cup was won by Man City, but perhaps more importantly, they obtained a Champions League qualification place. Basically, there's going to be Galactico-style sign-ins, well, attempts to sign major Galacticos. Now that they're there, I don't think City are going to drop out of the top four until Sheikh Mansour decides he's had enough and calls it a day. Ancelotti's gone. Wow. Last time I was doing this show, I think Ancelotti and the Chelsea Express were top of the league. How so much has changed. He didn't win anything, so he got sacked. Wenger is worried. I'm not surprised. The team is there. The talent is there. The experience is not. The leadership is not. This sounds so familiar. But I think even now he's concerned and will step into the transfer market. No doubt will buy some obscure player no one's heard of and it'll turn out to be an absolute gem. Dalglish is back and he's looking really, really happy, which is great. I mean, next season will be a real big test for him, especially as there will be high expectations to return to the Champions League. But all in all, he's just looking good. Old Roy Hodgson has gone back to West Brom. He's gone to West Brom and he's done exceptionally well. And Mark Hughes has decided to quit for no reason. Could it be that Aston Villa are looking for a manager now that Gerrard has left? Who knows? Who knows indeed. Anyhow, I've got to say, for the player of the season, for me, it's definitely got to be Mr. Peter Odemwingie. I mean, his goals single-handedly kept West Brom up. He's just amazing, and I'm not surprised if one of the bigger teams attempt to pick him up, probably about 8 million or something like that. Team of the season, no question, it's got to be Blackpool. Without a doubt, Blackpool are absolutely just, they were just like fireworks going crazy. Attack, attack, attack. How many teams go to Old Trafford and attack Man United? I mean, for about 5 minutes, they were 2-1 up, which would have kept them in the league. That's just absolutely just, that's bravado. The epitome of bravado. And I think that's just absolutely great. I mean, it's such a shame that they've gone now. I'm totally going to miss Ian Holloway's comments. But saying that, you've got to move on. And I'm looking forward to seeing Swansea. Particularly like Scott Sinclair, he was at Chelsea and now he's at Swansea and has done really well for him. And I think he's going to be one of the players to watch, not like my prediction of Gabriel Obertan. What's going on there? But I think he'll be one to watch in the Premiership next season. Norwich, I think they will be struggling. Just the fact is back-to-back promotions. They need time to sort of stabilise, but they deserve their place there. They got there without having to be in the playoffs. And QPR, who are potentially the richest club in the world, but I'm not too sure if their owners are that particularly bothered with investments in signing players. So we shall see what's going to happen. It's just going to be quite interesting, like as the summer develops. But anyhow, we shall see what happens. All I can say for the time being, it's the end of the show. What a shame. All I can say now is bye.